Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Mental Gym. Today, we're tackling something super important, creating a safe space for your mental health. Ever feel like your mind is this chaotic playground, with thoughts bouncing around like ping pong balls? That's totally normal, but sometimes we need a designated, calm zone, to recharge and process. Think of it like building a sanctuary for your inner world, where you can be truly yourself without judgment or pressure. Now, before you start picturing a Zen garden with flowing waterfalls, though those are awesome, I want to be clear, this safe space isn't necessarily a physical location. It's more about cultivating an environment, both internally and externally, that supports your mental well-being. Let's break it down into five key takeaways. First up, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to sweep them under the rug or pretend they don't exist. You know those emotions bubbling inside you? They deserve a space to be heard and understood. Think of journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even just acknowledging them silently. Sometimes, simply naming an emotion can lessen its power. Ever feel like you're drowning in anxiety but can't quite put your finger on why? Well, labeling it as anxiety might just give you that sense of control back. Second, set boundaries. This is crucial. Imagine your mental space as a VIP club. You get to choose who gets access and for how long. Learn to say no to commitments that drain you, politely decline conversations that leave you feeling negative, and prioritize activities that nourish your soul. Think of it like this. If someone keeps borrowing your favorite book without returning it, you'd set a boundary, right? Your mental health deserves the same respect. Third, practice self-compassion. This one is huge. We often beat ourselves up for mistakes or setbacks, but remember, everyone stumbles. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a close friend. You wouldn't tell your best pal they're a failure after a tough day, so why do it to yourself? Celebrate your wins, big and small, and learn from your, oops, moments. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Fourth, engage in activities that bring you joy. Life's too short to be serious all the time. Make time for things that light you up. Whether it's painting, hiking, listening to music, or spending time with loved ones. These moments of pure enjoyment help recharge your mental batteries and create positive memories. Finally, seek professional support when needed. There's absolutely no shame in reaching out for help. Therapists and counselors are trained professionals who can provide guidance, support, and tools to navigate life's challenges. Think of them like personal trainers for your mind. They can help you build strength, resilience, and coping mechanisms. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household responsibilities. She often feels overwhelmed and stressed, constantly putting everyone else's needs before her own. She realizes she needs to create a safe space for herself. So, she starts carving out 30 minutes each evening for a hot bath with calming essential oils, followed by some quiet reading time. She also sets boundaries by saying no to extra commitments and prioritizes spending quality time with her loved ones. Slowly but surely, Sarah notices a positive shift in her mental well-being. She feels more relaxed, less stressed, and happier overall. See? Creating a safe space for your mental health isn't about grand gestures. It's about making small, intentional choices that contribute to your overall well-being. Remember, you deserve a sanctuary where you can be truly yourself. Free from judgment and pressure. So, what will you do today to cultivate your own safe space? Maybe it's setting aside some time for self-care, practicing gratitude, or simply taking a few deep breaths. Remember, every step counts. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. Until next time, keep lifting those mental weights.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.